You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Back on 98.7 ESPN, it's Carlin, and a guy who's had an awful lot of great perspective on Twitter over the last few days, ESPN's own Damian Woody, who joins us now. And Damian, appreciate the time, as always. And I guess the first obvious question is just, what have been your reactions, your emotion over the last few days and watching everything that's transpired?
Yeah, you know, I would say my emotion, along with a lot of other people, is, you know, it's raw. It's just raw emotion. I think we're at a point now where we're at an inflection point as a country. I think what we're seeing is people are fed up. They're fed up with the status quo. And when I'm talking about people, I'm talking about, you know, black folks in general, seeing, you know, senseless violence, you know, at the hand of police. And people want change. People want change. And I think the only way that change comes about is you gotta upend the status quo. You gotta make people feel uncomfortable. Because, Chris, as you know, change is uncomfortable. And the one thing that I've been preaching to a lot of people is get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And the one thing that we cannot do is once the smoke clears, and I mean that literally because of all the civil unrest that's been going on around the country, is we can't allow things. We have to keep pushing the energy forward. Can't allow things to just fall back like everything's okay. And to me, that's going to be the real challenge moving forward, is once we get past all the scenes that everyone sees on TV, what's the next step? And I think that's where everyone is right now.
Damian, it's amazing. I would never say this, but the get comfortable being uncomfortable is almost exactly what I've been thinking about the last few days, because here I sit as someone that has really grown up through a good amount of white privilege, have never been in a situation where I've been directly affected by racism. And as somebody in that spot, I feel uncomfortable talking about it. Yet, am I wrong to say that the only way that, you know, any changes really get affected are if people like me start to make this more of a priority?
Well, Chris, I think you're absolutely right. You know, because we live in a society where everything is tribal. Everyone is, you know, is reverted to their camps, and, you know, people live in these bubbles. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I grew up in a very rural area in central Virginia. I grew up around, you know, poor black people, poor white people, rednecks, everything. And the one thing that I really appreciate about my upbringing is I got different perspectives from everyone. And I've always felt comfortable around any type of people because of the environment that I grew up in. And so when I say get comfortable with being uncomfortable, I'm particularly talking about this tribalism that we have as a country. You know, the only way to really get perspective and understand is by listening and being around people that aren't in your circle, aren't in your community, calling out things that you know is wrong. And that is uncomfortable in and of itself. But if we want to create a more perfect union, if we want to create a society where everyone truly is equal, everyone has justice, where justice is truly blind, then we need to put ourselves in a position where we're I'm going to repeat it again, where we're uncomfortable. That's how we move forward.
Damian Woody of ESPN with us. Are there personal stories, Damian, of your encounters with racism that you're comfortable sharing from growing up?
Oh, Chris, I have a lot of stories, and you know, the thing about it is my stories aren't unique. They aren't unique to other people within the black community. There are certain stories that I could tell that I guarantee you, if you asked another black man or black woman about, they could tell you their own version of the same story. I've had instances where I've been pulled over for no reason at all, where I'm literally going home into my own neighborhood where police is asking me, well, what do you do for a living? Why are you driving this nice car? I mean, that's just a taste. Or people following you in a store for no reason. Somebody clutches up. I'm walking on the street. Somebody clutches up their items just because I'm a big black guy. And that's just a small sliver of everyday type occurrences that happens all across America. I think, Chris, this is the biggest thing. The biggest thing here is black folks have been saying this for ages, telling these similar type of stories. But people don't believe us. They think, oh, we're making it up. It can't be this way. And it's absolutely that way. And so that's why I tell people now, listen. Just listen. My grandmother used to tell me all the time, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. To listen first before you start speaking. Try to gain perspective from someone who is in a different circumstance than you. Someone who's not like you, who doesn't look like you, maybe who doesn't live in your community. So you can better understand the shoes that they walk in. And if we can do that collectively, think of the progress we can make.
When you say, listen, see, that's why I asked you about it. We're talking with Damian Woody, because for me, and I can only speak on my own experiences, I'm listening to Bart on Friday. And Bart, over the last couple of years, having worked with him, has become a friend. And when you hear the pain in somebody close to you, in their voice, it maybe gives a little bit, I don't want to say more context to it, but it drives it home more. And I hate for that to be the case, but now that people are paying attention, you want those stories to be more out there. At least that's what it feels like.
Well, absolutely. And sometimes we don't have a place to tell these type of stories because, quite frankly, what happens a lot of time is people don't want to hear those stories. And so whether it be, you know, your place of work, you're not allowed to – these stories get suppressed all because of, well, we can't affect the bottom line. We can't affect the bottom dollar. So you have all this pent-up frustrations from things happening to you on almost a daily basis, or you see things that happen and you know it's wrong, but you have no outlet to really talk about those things. And I think now, again, we're at this inflection point where people saw up close and personal what we've been talking about for years. And now I think people are more receptive to hearing exactly what's been going on out here. And that's how we honestly can start the process of healing and moving forward. Because everyone talks about, oh, we have to make these big changes at the top. No. The changes start, number one, the change starts within your heart, within your home, within your community, and permeates outward. That's how you create organic change for the better. And I think that's, for me, that's what I want for everyone, is start there. And let's work our way outward.
Damian Woody with us, of course, of ESPN. And, you know, it's just in the uncomfortable part that you talk about. And I hate to go back to this. You know, just the last few days, as somebody that hasn't experienced it first, up front, it feels almost silly for me to be talking about it with no real context behind it, with no understanding of it. So, you know, you mentioned listen. You know, is it just as simple as listen to these stories and understand that it should not take these kinds of dramatic events for African Americans to have your attention when it comes to this topic?
Yeah, listen, it shouldn't take... I hate the fact that someone has had to lose their life in that manner in order for us to really talk about this topic. I hate it. It hurts me because someone lost you know, someone's parents lost a child, a brother. You know, it shouldn't have happened. But that's what it is right now. And there's a lot of pain out here, Chris. There's a lot of pain out here. A lot of people who have been suppressing that, and now the floodgates are open. But I've always been a glass half full type person. I've always been a hopeful person that hopefully as a country, we can truly begin having dialogue, truly begin to heal, and truly start to upend the status quo that have hurt so many people in this country. So we can, again, like I've always said, so we can have a more perfect union. Because that's the ultimate goal. At the end of the day, Chris, I want me, my wife, and my kids, we want the same thing that millions of Americans have all across the country. We want a safe community. We want good schools, good education, be able to prosper, all those different things that everyone else enjoys, but we don't want the other BS to come along with it. So if we can help eliminate that, man, we could be so much better.
Damian, I hesitate to even bring up the notion because we are just at the moment itself, and we all know that it's going to be through action that there is change. But being the optimist that you are, does it feel like this might be a little bit different this time, that people have paid enough attention to this time that there may be change?
You know, I feel like this is different. That's why I'm curious to see, okay, what's the energy moving forward once we get past all these protests? Because the protests are going to die down, they're going to go away. But is the energy going to continue to make substantive change? That's what's got to happen. It can't be the sick repeated cycle of, yes, we had, you know, outrageous thing that got caught, you know, that got filmed on someone's, you know, phone, and the whole country is in an uproar, there's outrage, and then when things simmer down, okay, well, we can just go back to going back to business as usual. No, I don't think that's the case. I do think that the country is ready for change, but we need each individual person to accept that, and let's try to make it a little better individually, and that's how collectively we get better.
Yeah, I just, from my perspective, I sit and I worry that, you know, we all sit here, as you just kind of said, and people express outrage during the few days that all of this is happening and about the need for change, but then we just get away from it and forget about it. And not that any of us have all the answers, but if you're telling somebody, if you're telling a friend, if you're telling somebody that wants to make the biggest difference of anything that we haven't mentioned so far, what do you tell them?
I would say read up on this country's history. You know, the internet is free. The internet is here. It's at our disposal. Just read up on history. There are so many incidences that's happened during this country's history, and you'll get a picture of what black folks are talking about. So many different points, so many different incidences that's happened. You can start piecing things together and get a better understanding of where people are coming from. And then also, again, like I said earlier in the conversation, just put yourself out there. Have a conversation with someone. Try to hear their perspective. The same things that I talked about as far as the experiences that I've had regarding racism, have a conversation. I guarantee you'll be enlightened. People will be enlightened by that and maybe learn something. Open their eyes about what's really going on out here. And then hopefully we can start to heal.
Damian, I can't thank you enough for your perspective. Really appreciate the time tonight.
No, Chris, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.